People with disabilities currently have to plan their life a day ahead if they want to use public accessible transportation. The city bus system Madison Metro has paratransit service, but Metro Plus requires 24-hour advance notice and operates on a limited schedule, just like regular bus service. For that reason, the city's Commission on People with Disabilities has been working on a proposal that would make taxicab companies in Madison provide an accessible service 24/7. Jeff Erlanger is the commission's chairperson. He says people with disabilities should have the same flexibility as everyone else.
Paratransit, as we know it now, is a very old-style system and an old way of thinking about people with disabilities. And there's lots of people out there that have said, oh, I wish that I could just call a cab just like anybody else.
The proposal includes a sunrise provision. That means if one company volunteers for the service, the others won't be required to provide it. Union Cab decided to volunteer in January. The company received its first van 3 weeks ago, and the service will be fully ready to start in July. Union Cab used to provide accessible service in the 90s, but it was so costly that it was shut down. The company is employee-owned, and one driver, who wishes to remain anonymous, says he is worried that the same thing will happen again. But Carl Schulte, the company's general manager, says this service has nothing to do with the old one.
Union Cab isn't planning to resurrect a big division of small school buses and large double wheelchair vans. We're only planning to use the lessons we learned to make a good, viable program of simple taxicab service that happens to be accessible.
Union Cab will use vans that can accommodate all types of passengers, so they can stay on the road even when there is no accessible demand specifically. Schulte believes the demand for such transportation is there and will increase as years go by.
The U.S. population and the Madison area population is aging, and these devices, these scooters and wheelchairs, are wonderful, and they're keeping older people, senior people, much more active. And they wish to be active. I think this will become part of the background noise.
The company is supposed to fund the new service. As compensation, the proposal authorizes a surcharge up to 50 cents per trip for all customers, since it's illegal to only charge wheelchair users. But Schulte doesn't expect Union Cab to raise its fares, apart from increases due to gas and insurance expenses. He hopes to find some partnerships and support in city agencies like Metro Plus that will help Union Cab to train the drivers.
We'll participate in programs that already exist for their own use, for their own drivers. We'll just simply be able to be bodies in a room, and we've got permission for that. I think that's beautiful and an example of how different agencies in the city can help us be successful.
Union Cab will provide the city traffic engineer with an additional report each year to evaluate the relevance of the program. If the proposal passes, the ordinance might end after 3 years if it isn't getting much use. Mathilde Riffaut, Wisconsin Public Radio.